1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
There's an organization called Mothers with Sons that apparently was started as a response or was inspired by Marilyn Walker's support for her son, John Walker Lind. And this organization is run out of Western Estates. Bobby Dooley joins us from Western Estates, the chairperson for Mothers with Sons. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Phil.
Where are you this evening?
Phil, we're very excited. We're at the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill in Western Estates. And my husband Steve and I are here having dinner this evening. We've had a very exciting week. We did have some comments to give to the press about the establishment of our organization, Mothers with Sons, and we're really excited about what we can do to support our boys. People don't know what it's like to be a mother and how we worry for our boys and how we see the world treat them badly. And
well, you don't think John Walker was treated badly by the world, do you?
I don't know. I don't judge other mothers. I just know that his mother, Marilyn, stands up for him. And we do believe that a boy's mother is his best friend. And when the world is ready to cast him away, a boy's mother, I think, stands tall.
Can you tell us who Catherine Neal is?
Catherine approached us for membership.
And she was not allowed into your organization, right?
Well, Phil, there's nothing really secret about it. She tried very hard, but we explained to her Mothers with Sons was for... It's an organization for mothers who have sons that are very attractive to girls, sons who are very popular, sons who are always in demand, sons that are constantly being asked out by girls or who are on the football team. And Catherine's boy, Sean, really didn't qualify for that. We did ask her to come back next year, but he has... He's not a very popular boy. He does have some acne.
So this is an organization of boys who are elite or something?
No, Phil. It's an organization of mothers who have sons that are being chased by girls or are being chased to be on the football team or are very popular. We don't want our boys exploited by these girls, especially. We're trying to protect our boys from these Britney Spears types. We've had some bad experiences. There are a lot of girls today, teenage girls. I'm sure there are a lot of mothers listening. They know who I'm talking about. Some of them are their daughters. They dress like this young Miss Spears, very inappropriately, lowered tops, spiked heels, clothing that you'd only see on an adult woman. My son had a run-in with one of them. And we had to talk to the police about it. But she had teased him. She'd asked him out. And my son Dylan said to me that she wouldn't stop teasing him, and he went ahead and did it. And I explained to the police officer...
Went ahead and did what?
Well, he had sex with her.
And well, why did the police bring him home?
There was a misunderstanding, that's all. About it. And I really want to talk to you about some of the positive aspects of Mothers with Sons, if that's all right.
No, you've got my curiosity. Your son is a popular boy?
He's very good looking. He's a very handsome young man. He plays basketball. He's got a lot of girls calling here all the time. This one young lady, her name is Mandy Connors. She affects all the Britney Spears wear. And the.
All right, so she dresses with tight pants and all this.
Yes.
And why was your son out on a date with her?
She asked him out, and she came to the door, and she was very provocative. And when the police brought them back, they explained to me that she had some bruising. And I said, well, that I know he didn't do to her. My boy wouldn't do that. And
Bobby, are you hearing what you're saying? You're saying your son went out with a girl, forced sex on her, she had bruising.
No, my boy does not force any sex on anyone. She was dressed very provocatively, and he told me he went ahead and did it.
He went ahead and did it, meaning
he went ahead and put it in. But that's only because she wanted it.
Well, the girl that you're talking about, her parents claim that your son attacked her.
It was Mandy Connors who pushed him to it.
And the parents of this Connors girl claim that your son...
You know something, Phil? I went over to Sue Ann and Tim's house. I brought over a bundt cake. Steve was able to get some tickets to Neil Diamond. It was a big misunderstanding, and we are talking to the girl about it. And, in fact, right now Steve is with Mandy. We have a boat up at Lake Castaic, and so he's talking to her. And
Steve is who? Is your husband?
He's my husband, yes. And he's with Mandy right now at our lake, on our boat. And some of the other boys are going to go up later. So they're going to get together and talk to her and straighten her out a little bit, because she's messing with my boy's reputation. And that's why Mothers with Sons is such a great organization. We don't stand by and excuse the language, Phil, while some Britney Spears wannabe slut tries to take...
Well, all right, maybe I'm missing something. If your son attacked her...
It was a big misunderstanding. My boy didn't attack anyone. My boy, Phil, is a good-looking boy, and he's very popular. He didn't attack anyone. This slut came to the door dressed as Britney Spears.
Well, all right, you call her a slut, but you're talking to her parents. It sounds like you're a little bit conflicted.
I feel very badly for my son, yes. But we do feel badly for the girl, and that's why my husband is talking with her right now.
All right, I want to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. With me is Bobby Dooley. She is at the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill tonight, talking about her organization called Mothers with Sons, which apparently is an organization of women who have sons that are very, very popular, Bobby?
That's correct, yes.
Good-looking boys who are popular with girls, and there's a lot of pressure on them to date a lot of the girls, and there's a lot of pressure on them to be on the football team. They're kind of the big men on campus, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't put it that way, no. No, they're just very popular boys.
All right. And your organization helps these boys get through these tough days of being very popular, correct?
Yes, and also helps the boys get through dealing with these girls who want to be like Britney Spears. They dress up. They wear the push-up brassieres. They wear the spiked heels. They wear the pants with the thong panties that you can see. They're very titillating to the boys. And the boys, many times, Phil, have no choice but to go ahead and do it, because the girls are, you know, asking for it. So what we do with our boys is we explain to them, and we have weekly meetings with the other mothers, be on the lookout for these sluts that are going to, you know, are going to try to ruin your reputation. And I explained this, by the way, to Sue Ann's mother. I said that your daughter is very attracted to my son because he is very handsome, but I did tell her that I wasn't going to press charges for her putting her hands all over my boy. So
you pressing charges. All right. I'm very confused.
Mothers with Sons, Phil, simply helps reinforce to our boys that they're good and that nothing's their fault. Why is everything their fault? Boys are constantly being ridiculed for this.
All right. You've got a woman who you wouldn't let in your organization because you said her son is not handsome enough.
He's not social, Phil. I didn't say handsome.
Well, you did say that he had acne. And you also have your own son who apparently is in trouble with the police because there was a girl that he went out with and she teased him so much. In your words, he went ahead and did it.
Yes, he went ahead and put it in.
Put it in. Right now, your husband is on your boat up at Lake Castaic talking with her.
Yes, she was very upset.
We're talking about the daughter, this Mandy.
Yes. She was very upset, and Steve suggested that he go up to the boat with her, that they talk about it, and that some of the boys come up later on after basketball practice, and it'll be Steve and my son and a couple of other boys, and they'll just talk some straight talk to Mandy. And I think it'll be the first time she's had men really talk to her one-on-one.
Do her parents know that she's up there?
We wanted to surprise them.
You want to surprise her parents with what? See, I'm a little bit concerned.
Phil, please. I'm a mother. I have a son. I've been a mother much longer than you've been a stepfather. I know what it takes. And what it takes is a strong woman to stand up to, yes, I'll say it again, some of the slut-like girls that go to school with your boy and tease them so mercilessly until the boys have no choice but to go ahead and do it and put it in.
All right, I wish you would stop referring to it that way.
Well, how do you want me to refer to it?
I just wish you'd stop saying it that way. Hold on for a minute. Mothers with sons, sons who are popular, sons who are handsome, sons who are chased by girls. This woman has a boy by the name of Dylan who apparently was brought home by the police after, quote, being teased so mercilessly that he went ahead and did it with her. The parents are upset. She says this Mandy dresses like Britney Spears, so what does she expect? And this organization, Mothers with Sons, by the way, was started by a woman, this Bobby Dooley, who was inspired by Marilyn Walker, the mother of John Walker of the Taliban. Now, I understand that boys are going to be boys, and I also understand that things are tough for teenage boys, but I don't understand an organization of women who have banded together because their boys are good-looking and popular. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us, the president of Mothers with Sons on The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley from Mothers with Sons. Can you tell me again, you went over and talked to the parents of this girl?
Yes.
And you brought over a bundt cake and...
Well, we brought over a nice bundt cake and Steve had tickets to Neil Diamond. It was all just a big misunderstanding. Okay, and Steve right now is talking to Mandy.
All right, so he's talking to Mandy. You brought over bundt cake, but you're saying your boy didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I explained to them that I won't press charges. My boy didn't do anything wrong. Her daughter did something wrong.
Well, the daughter had handprint bruising on her thighs.
That is correct.
Who put the handprint bruising on her?
My son Dylan did because she was trying... Phil, this is very difficult for me.
Go ahead. Who put the handprint bruises?
My son Dylan did, Phil, because she was trying to spread her legs, and he was trying literally to push her knees back together. And he told her, no, I don't want to, no.
Why were the bruises on the inside of the thigh?
I don't understand.
If you're trying to push a person's legs together, the bruises would be on the outside of the thighs, not on the inside.
Phil... I don't know what you're talking about. My son was trying to close her thighs together.
Well, you don't do that by grabbing the inside of the thighs and pulling together. You do it by pushing them together, don't you?
Well, Mr. Hendry, I don't have experience at grabbing people's thighs and doing that. I'm sorry if you do.
I'm not saying that I do. I'm trying to use some common sense here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't understand, Phil. What I am saying, though, is that we have offered Mandy counseling with an organization called SLUT, which is an organization of mothers of aggressive teenage girls. They do provide Ritalin. They do provide Prozac. They do settle them in trailer or mobile home communities, which is where these girls are going to wind up anyway. And they do help place them in jobs suitable for them.
Well, you're talking about something I don't know. I'm trying to get to the bottom forensically of this, the bruises and the thighs and everything else. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Terry on the Phil Hendry Show. Terry, go ahead.
Excuse me, Mrs. Dooley. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, I have two sons,
mm-hmm.
one 26,
mm-hmm.
and I have one that's 23.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ever did mm-hmm. what your son did, I would kick their butt.
What
I'm sorry, ma'am.
My son didn't do anything wrong.
Ma'am, first of all, you don't need experience to know that it sounds like this young lady was forcibly pushed into having sex with him. And it does, you know, you shouldn't be judged.
God.
You
oh
should not be
God.
Judged on how you are dressed.
How can you possibly say, my boy is one of the most popular boys in the school.
So what?
He's very handsome.
So he what? So am I. It doesn't make a difference.
She dressed that way so that he'd go ahead and do it.
So, and it's called sexual intercourse.
He
ma'am.
Said to me, Mommy, I'm sorry, but I
Mommy,
went ahead.
Mommy, how old is he?
He's 17.
He's not a little boy anymore, and you've got to start letting go. He knows exactly what he was
My
doing.
My boy, a boy's best friend is his mother. You know that, Terry. You have boys, correct?
Yes, I do. I have a 26-year-old and a 23-year-old, and if I ever had my son do what your son did, I wouldn't be after that girl as much as I would have your son get counseling.
I don't know what you mean by this. I hope you're not saying this because you know that your boy wouldn't be able to get into mothers with sons.
Oh, no, not my
son. Is your boy handsome?
Both of them.
Oh,
very handsome.
Congratulations.
Very popular, have wonderful girlfriends, ma'am. But
congratulations.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying to this lady, Phil,
first of all, the fact that you took her with your sons and the father to a boat without notifying her parents, I would get you after you two for doing that.
Wait a minute. I'm not with them. My husband, Steve, and the boys are with her now.
Decided to surprise her parents? That was totally uncalled for.
I don't know what you're talking about, and what you're saying now is beginning to anger me.
Well, I'm sorry.
I
have two boys that I love dearly, but if they did that, I'd be taking them to get help.
What did he do? He said to me, Mommy. Yes, he said, Mommy. She wanted me to do it, so I went ahead and did it, and I put it in.
And he isn't strong enough to say no.
I said to him, Dylan, tell Mommy what you did. And he said, Mommy, she made it get hard, and I went ahead and put it.
Oh, come on.
Believe me, he knows what's going on.
What is he doing? He's talking like a baby to you?
My boy is as innocent.
No, at 17, I'm sorry, they're not that innocent.
What is this, Mommy, she made it all hard for me?
He knows exactly what's going on.
You know something? I'm one mother who wants to preserve the innocence of my children and not expose them to the slut-like atmosphere.
But you're not going to be able to do that because it's all over. And your son should be strong enough to say, hey, I'm not ready. No,
What does rabbit went in the hole mean? What does that mean?
That's what he told the police.
That what?
What did he say?
He told the police that she made him get all excited and the rabbit went in the hole.
Well,
the rabbit went into the hole.
I guess you haven't had a talk with him about sexual intercourse then yet. Because
I beg your pardon.
Called.
My boy is pure. My boy is Christian. And I really think that you're way out of line.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
And it has nothing to
Thank
do
you
with
very
religion
much. I'm done with her.
At all.
I'm done with her. Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry, Terry. She doesn't want to speak with you anymore.
Okay,
I appreciate your call, though.
Okay,
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Eve. Eve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi.
Do I get to direct my comments now to Miss Bobby?
I'm here.
Okay, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
there's something terribly, terribly wrong with this thinking pattern.
Who? The father of this girl?
It's a very sick thinking pattern.
Who?
First of all...
Who are you speaking
about? This is Eve.
No, who are you talking about?
I am talking about you. I think probably
no,
the
you
two
said
children
his,
that
you
are
said,
involved...
You said his, speak, his thinking pattern.
I think the two children that are involved,
mm-hmm.
the young girl and
mm-hmm.
your son,
mm-hmm.
are probably perfect,
mm-hmm.
normal children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's something very
mm-hmm.
wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
I think
my
that there
boy
is. First
is
of all,
by
I
his
also
mother.
Have two sons.
The slut came to our house.
I don't care
she
what the slut
was dressed,
did.
She was dressed like this Britney Spears situation.
Let me ask
Are
you,
you
something.
Aware of what's
you
going
told
on?
Me that your son is very popular.
Are you aware of the Britney Spears?
Looking, right?
Are you aware of the Britney Spears situation?
Yes, I am.
Right.
I'm asking you. Your son is
Girls
very popular
like
and very good looking, right?
Yes, he is.
Is he crippled?
No, he's not crippled. That is,
so
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Away from the situation,
crippled?
Right?
I breastfed my sons until they
I
were 13.
I didn't ask you if you breastfed
They're good
your
boys.
Son. I asked you if he could walk away from the
walk
situation.
Walk away from the situation? He told me that she made him all excited down there and that he needed to go ahead and put the rabbit in the hole.
Have
and
you
I
ever
said,
been
I
excited?
Understand. I understand perfectly.
Have you ever been excited?
Not enough to put a rabbit in a hole, Eve.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So then,
you are really
there
weird.
You go. You
You're
just
really
answered
weird.
Your own
All
question.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley is with us, organization Mothers with Sons. Sons who are popular, sons who are athletes, sons who all the girls want to be with. And your son, you feel, has been victimized by a girl that you keep calling a slut. And
Phil, it is the entire Britney Spears phenomenon. I don't know what it is you're asking of me.
Well, you keep referring to her as a slut, yet she has bruising. Your son said that he went ahead and had sex with her.
My boy, and I don't want to have to keep repeating this because I really feel as if I'm under the gun. My boy went out with this girl as a favor. She comes to our home. She's wearing the tight pants, the thong very visible in the back, the spiked heels. My boy said to me later, and he had tears in his eyes. He said, Mommy, I didn't want to have to do it, but she made it hard, and I went ahead and put the rabbit in the hole.
How? And the boy's 17.
My boy is always going to be my little boy. He can be 36. He can be 47. He'll always be my little Dylan, a sweet boy who one evening, trying to show a girl a good time, went ahead and did the do. And now she's crying about it.
She's not crying about it. Her parents think your son attacked her. And now she's up in a boat with your husband and your son and his friends.
They're talking to her.
I'd like your husband to call in to our program. I think you, in fact, did you give us his cell number?
I'd love to have you talk to Steve. Because I don't like what you're intimating.
Call that number if you wouldn't mind, Chris. We'll get Mr. Dooley on the line. 1-800-449-8686. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Miss Dooley,
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that it's time for you to wake up and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
I have two children.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children total,
mm-hmm.
and I have two
mm-hmm.
boys,
mm-hmm.
23 and 15. My 15-year-old will tell you,
mm-hmm.
if you were listening,
mm-hmm.
that your son
mm-hmm.
raped this girl.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's all it is to it.
Oh, my God.
You know, if
you are
no
really
stuff,
crude. You know,
oh,
if
yeah.
that's where your mind goes, I feel sorry for you.
That's exactly
your mind
what he
is
did.
In the gutter. Your mind is in the gutter.
No, no,
it's
that's exactly what
gutter.
He did. And my 15-year-old would
that's
tell
what
you
I'm,
that himself.
I'm trying to tell you.
That girl showed up, and he tried to force her.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's got
wait
to
a
have some self-control.
The girl had bruising on her thighs.
He tried to close her legs.
You don't close her legs by putting your hands between her legs.
Oh, really, Jerry? And how many legs have you closed? You really are showing a little bit more than I care to talk about.
Well, because you won't admit.
We live in Western Estates. I have a 6,000-square-foot home. That doesn't happen here. I am blessed with a wonderful husband.
I don't care how big your house is.
Hold on for a minute, Jerry. Is Steve Dooley on the other line? Steve, is that you?
Steve, hello, honey.
Hi.
Mr. Dooley, is that girl up at the boat?
She's on the boat now, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to speak with her, please.
Steve, he wants to talk to Mandy.
She's taking a shower.
What?
Oh, get rid of the evidence.
What is she doing?
Excuse me, what do you mean, get rid of the evidence?
Oh, is she showering? Be sure and get rid of evidence.
What evidence is that? Are you talking about sperm?
Sure that he raped her.
Are you talking about sperm?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you something. If you were sitting right here, Jerry, I'd have no problem slapping your face.
That's quite all right. Let me tell you, you're one organization. There's no way I would want to join that organization.
Mothers with Sons is about boys who are very popular.
And mine are.
And, well, are your boys good-looking? Because ours are extremely good.
Yes, mine are extremely good looking, but they have self-control.
Can I say something? Every boy is good looking to his mother.
Well, my boy
exactly.
doesn't. Our boys don't have acne. Okay.
Whoopee.
She's taking a shower.
Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
Mr. Dooley, I'm going to ask you a question. This is Phil Hendry. You're live on the air on my national program right now.
No, boys bring more.
Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, sir. I'd like a straight answer.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Hendry.
Hi, Phil.
Honey?
Yeah.
This is Phil Hendry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dooley, I want to ask you, have you been drinking?
No, I had a drink at dinner.
Jesus.
What are you intimating?
The girl is up there on a boat with him and three boys, and he's been drinking.
What are you intimating?
Poor lady, where is your mind?
Spell it. Spell
How
it.
Stupid are you?
Spit it out. I want to know exactly what it is you're trying to say.
Well, try gangbanging by now.
What are you trying
Jesus
to say?
Jesus Christ!
What are you trying to say?
My God!
I had a drink at dinner.
Good God, that girl is in some jeopardy. That's all I can say.
Phil, I think you need to get some kind of response team up there.
Phil drank all the Coors.
No. Everything's all right. Put Mandy on.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I want to talk to the girl.
She's not here.
Where is she?
She took the keys of my car.
Oh, my God. What did she do? Steve, did she steal the car?
She took the truck.
Thank God. Is she out of there?
She stole my truck.
Well,
yes!
thank God she's out of there.
That filthy slut stole my husband's truck. So, Jerry, not only does she force my boy to put it in, she steals my husband's truck.
Okay, what you're saying is she had sex.
Yeah.
He didn't put it in.
Yeah.
He raped her.
No.
And the last
He tried to force her thighs together, and she pulled them apart and drew him in.
Let me tell you a little secret. If my husband didn't want to have sex, believe me, it wouldn't happen.
Where is your truck?
She stole it.
Good.
Thank God she did.
I'm going to call police. Get off.
Please do. No,
hang up.
What?
Hang up.
I'm not hanging up, pal. I ain't hanging up. I'm going to stay on this line until that girl can safely get home in your truck.
Look, you pissed my husband off, Jerry.
Well, too bad. Sorry.
I'm not hanging up anything, you creep. All right, Jerry, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Steven, honey.
Shut up, you bitch.
He's sick.
I go to the store and get more Jack. I got no truck.
Well, how are you going to get it?
I'm going to walk. See anybody walking down the road, that's probably me.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley with us from Mothers with Sons. Your husband is drunk. He's up there at the lake with the girl, and you still contend that your son...
Look, Phil, here is what it is. I'm a mother, and I'm talking to a lot of other mothers out there who obviously have daughters who are slut-like. And
you're using that word a lot.
Well, they're looking at the Britney Spears and everything. That slut ruined a family tradition. My husband, Steve, and my son, Dylan, were planning on doing something that I think is very remarkable. My husband, and I think I'm saying this with great respect, lost his virginity in Tijuana, Mexico, when he was 17. And Steve said to me, wouldn't it be fun if I took Dylan with me to the same home.
Brothel.
Home.
Brothel.
Phil, please.
Okay, home.
To the same home that I first lost my virginity, and we can go in together, and it would just be so much fun. Now, what happens with the Mandy Connor slut? She goes out with my son. My son decides that he wants to go ahead and do it. He puts it in, and now he's ruined the tradition for my husband, who works very hard.
All right, I know that you're very emotional. I know your husband works hard for your son, and I know that he was looking forward to taking him to Tijuana.
Phil, SLUT is an organization that is obviously to help girls who are sexually promiscuous. It can place them in great jobs. I am a contributor. Young ladies that we call sluts are best suited for jobs in the beautician, waitress, secretary, counter clerk, or flight attendant. And we all occupations that sexually aggressive teenage girls will wind up in. To show you that I'm not just an angry woman, that we do want to help the slut.
Let me take a phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I've been listening to the show.
It's good. Lisa, hold on for a minute. Bobby, I'm sorry that you're upset. Are you okay now?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Bobby?
Yes.
And I have a 12-year-old daughter, and then I have a 14-year-old son and a 6-year-old son and a 14-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, my God, you are busy, aren't you? You're busy.
I have a stepdaughter, okay?
Oh, all right.
And
I thought they were all yours.
Just hear me. Can you hear me out a minute?
Sure. I just thought that. Did you come up for air? That's all I'm.
Just never mind. Well, let the lady. Let the lady talk. Okay.
I'm sorry.
And
Jesus.
I have a couple things to say here.
As my son would say, if the rabbit never came out of the
hole. If a girl showed up at your door,
mm-hmm.
dressed as a slut,
mm-hmm.
as you said.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, why'd you let your son leave with him if he is your precious child?
Because I thought she'd be a young lady. All of the girls
but
like to dress like the Britney Spears.
She was dressed like a slut.
Well, yes, she was. Yes,
and
she
you were going to let your son leave with a slut?
Well, that's normal for girls that are around my boy, though, Lisa. They all like to slut it up around
and then,
him.
And then she's got bruises on the inside of her leg. Let me tell you something. I've been raped. I'm 40 years old.
Dylan was going to witness to her. He was going to witness to her.
If I could dress.
It was part of it.
No,
but you wanted to know.
Can I please talk?
All right, but he wanted to witness Christian ministry to her.
Okay, listen.
What?
I was raped, and I didn't ask for it.
You were
raped? I was raped, and I didn't ask for it.
You were raised up where?
I was raped.
Oh, you were raped?
Yes, and I didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 40 years old, and if I could fit in clothes like Britney Spears, honey, I would wear it.
Well, I don't know what rape has to do with it. My boy was witnessing Christian ministry.
Yeah, rape has to do with a lot of it, because you do not get bruises on the inside of your legs unless they're forced open.
Lisa, the Lord put it in Dylan's heart
and
to witness to that slut.
And then you send this young girl out to a boat to meet with a bunch of men. And then your husband's drunk off his butt.
No kidding.
Throwing up. Is that like father, like son?
Lisa, that is so true. This is Phil Henry. We have Mr. Dooley on the other line again.
Why don't you let me...
Just hold on for a minute. Lisa, just stick with us. Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to sober up?
I get some coffee in a minute.
I think y'all need to send somebody out there to see about the girl.
Is that Bobby? Bobby, is that you?
No, I'm here, honey. That's another lady.
Who are you?
Mr. Dooley, this is Phil Henry. That's Lisa. She's a caller.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Mr. Dooley.
How are you?
You're a really good role model for your perfect son, aren't you?
Well, I didn't mean...
Is it true, like father, like son?
I didn't mean to.
It don't matter if you meant to. You did it.
I was only going to have a little drink.
And then when you drunk like that, you don't remember the next day half of what you did.
Well,
trust me, I've been there. I've been drunk. I wake up the next morning, don't remember what I did.
I know, but you know what I did? I wrote a lot of it down.
It don't matter what you did. What matters is y'all got a young girl out there on that boat.
Where?
Okay. And y'all were probably all drinking.
We had a taste. But she's not here now.
Well, that's good. Because
are you
I'll
married?
Fix to call the cops to come out there and see about the girl. And I'm not even from here.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married. And I got two boys and a daughter and a stepdaughter.
Hey, you warm it up for your husband at night?
You're right, I do.
Yeah, I bet you do. Hey, Lisa.
You're not even worth talking to.
Lisa, listen. That girl that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that girl I'm talking about.
She's gone.
You do not get bruises between your legs unless they're forced open.
I don't know where she is. She disappeared. It was.
Well, good. I'm
magic.
Glad she did it for her own safety.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care how she was dressed. It don't matter how she was dressed.
She had on a
If she was dressed like a slut when she came to the door,
yeah.
Why'd you let your son leave with her? If he's so popular and so prim and proper.
I would have. She had.
You would have, yeah, because you're a male.
She had a little thong underwear. And,
how do you know she had little thong underwear on? Were you looking?
Oh, ma'am.
You had to be it. If you said that.
Well, that's what my son said.
Right. Right.
I didn't look at nothing.
Maybe you need to go drink a little bit more coffee. And both of you and your wife need a wake-up call.
Okay.
I think y'all need some help here.
She also had big nipples, too.
You're disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're disgusting.
Why?
Your son must be just like you. Father like son, right?
I guess. You know
son
what?
Son like father?
Hey, Lisa, guess what? Her underwear's on my head. I just found it. I have it on my head.
Phil.
I'm right here, Lisa. This is absolutely...
I don't
this
even
is
want
an
to
abomination.
Talk to him no more.
I'm sorry.
That's sickening.
On my head.
Get her underwear...
Need to call somebody and get them out there and see about that
Well,
girl.
The girl is safe. We found out she's fine. But, Mr. Dooley, you're not driving tonight.
I don't have my truck. How can I drive?
Good. He's not driving this evening.
And I hope this is recorded, everything he just said about the girl's thongs and her nipples.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's all I have to say.
Did I say
and
bad
to
about
the mother
nipples?
Of the son... And to the mother of the son,
mm-hmm.
I think she needs a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. What did I say bad about her nipples? I say nothing.
What are you doing looking at a young girl's nipples?
I don't know. They were there.
You are some kind of a real piece of crap.
Oh, my gosh.
She was taking a shower, and I brought her some soap.
Phil, I don't even want to talk to that trash.
I don't blame you, ma'am.
Uh-oh. Here it goes again.
But I think...
God.
Is his wife still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. This is Phil Henry.
Is his wife still on the line?
Oh, is Bobby there?
My husband's sick right now. Hold on.
God.
This is
unbelievable.
This is so
It's sickening. And this is the kind of thing that happens when you don't have control over your kids.
That's exactly right. And she's painting a pretty picture-perfect son. Well, look at them.
We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.